Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of agglutination found under the immunology section at medbullets.com. Agglutination is conceptually identical to precipitation and denotes antibody complexes with relatively large particles. Examples include an antibody binding to a bacterium or red blood cell, which can cause it to clump or agglutinate. Clinical test examples include the Coombs test, which is an agglutination test that can be divided into a direct Coombs test, which tests for the presence of antibodies found directly on the red blood cell surface, and the indirect Coombs test, which tests for the presence of antibodies in the serum. Another clinical test example is the monospot test, which is an agglutination test used in the workup of Epstein-Barr virus infection, which uses horse or sheep substrate. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to agglutination, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 16-year-old boy is brought to the clinic for a sore throat and fever. He began feeling a dull 5 out of 10 pain in his throat 2 days ago and had a documented fever today of 101.4 Fahrenheit. He also endorses fatigue and headache, but denies chills, cough, congestion, rhinorrhea, chest pain, ear pain, ulcerations, or GI symptoms. He just returned from a hiking trip in the Rocky Mountains 1 week ago and reports taking some old antibiotics he had received for an ear infection when he began feeling sick. A physical examination demonstrates enlarged posterior cervical lymph nodes and a rash on the torso. Which of the following findings would you expect in this patient? Choice 1, agglutination of blood with sheep red blood cells. Choice 2, multinucleated giant cells on skin smear. Choice 3, positive IgG against Rickettsia rickettsii. Choice 4, positive rapid strep test. Choice 5, positive VDRL test. The correct answer is choice 1, agglutination of blood with sheep red blood cells. This patient has Epstein-Barr virus mononucleosis as demonstrated by his fever, posterior cervical lymphadenopathy, pharyngitis, and presumed amoxicillin rash. Patients with mononucleosis will have a positive monospot test, which results in the agglutination of blood with sheep or horse red blood cells. EBV is a type of herpes virus that is transmitted via respiratory secretions. It can result in mononucleosis, known as the kissing disease, and is common in young adults and teenagers. Patients often present with fever, hepatosplenomegaly, pharyngitis, and posterior cervical lymphadenopathy. Taking amoxicillin will result in a characteristic maculopapular skin rash. Peripheral blood smear will demonstrate atypical lymphocytes, which represents reactive cytotoxic T cells. Patients are to avoid contact sports until the resolution of the disease due to the risk of splenic rupture. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 2, multinucleated giant cells on skin smear indicates a positive Zanc test, which is an old test used for the detection of herpes simplex virus. This patient's symptoms are more suggestive of EBV mononucleosis. Choice 3, positive IgG against Rickettsia rickettsii indicates Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which often presents with headache, fever, and skin rash. Although this patient has a positive travel history, the disease rarely presents with pharyngitis or lymphadenopathy. Choice 4, positive rapid strep test indicates strep pharyngitis, which is a common differential diagnosis for mononucleosis. A key differentiating factor is the presence of a skin rash following amoxicillin in patients with EBV. Choice 5, positive VDRL test indicates syphilis, which can present with maculopapular rash concentrated at the palms and soles. However, this patient's rash is along the torso, and his other symptoms suggest EBV mononucleosis. Finally, a bullet summary. EBV mononucleosis classically presents with fever, posterior cervical lymphadenopathy, hepatosplenomegaly, and pharyngitis, and it can be detected via a positive monospot test. That's all for this review about agglutination. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.